After making the films Dirty Pretty Things, Children of Men, Talk to Me, and American Gangster, actor Chiwetel Ejiofor is now starring in David Mamet's new film Red Belt. Although he's been playing Americans, Ejiofor is British. His parents moved to England from Nigeria. In the new film Red Belt, Ejiofor plays a martial arts instructor who teaches and practices self-defense and the larger philosophy of self-control and discipline that goes with it. He's an honest man operating in an often dishonest world where things aren't what they appear to be because, after all, this is a film written and directed by David Mamet. Let's hear a scene from early in the film. Emily Mortimer plays a troubled woman who has accidentally hit the instructor's parked car. After going to his studio to explain, he encourages her to come back to study. Here he is trying to teach her.
The first step is the hardest.
And what is the first step?
To leave the outside outside.
I think I've come to the wrong place. I'm so sorry.
Conquer your fear, and you'll conquer your opponent.
Yes. Mr. Terry, a man raped me. He held a knife to my throat, a man twice my size, and then he raped me.
He held a knife to your throat?
Yes, look, I appreciate what you've done. It's just that I don't think there's anything I could learn here that would really...
There is no situation that you cannot escape from. There is no situation that you cannot turn to your advantage.
A man was going to cut my throat.
Like this? Oh, there's a knife there. There's a knife there. Grab my arm. Drag it toward me. Toward me. Good. Now, move to the right. Move to the right and behind me. Move to the right and behind me. Good. Now, stab me with the knife. Good. Stab me with the knife. Good. Stab me with the knife. Stab me with the knife. It's here. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. All right. There's no one here but the fighters.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, welcome back to Fresh Air. I figure you were hoping to work with David Mamet one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did he want you to know about your character?
I think he was just very interested, as I was, in learning about the philosophies of jiu-jitsu and of trying to sort of get under the skin of this guy, this character, Mike Terry, by really approaching the philosophies and lifestyles of Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioners. And I think some way that was, this was the fundamental dynamic and understanding of the character. So that was what he was really asking me to engage with. And that was a process that continued, you know, through obviously my training in jiu-jitsu and my understanding of the philosophy, and then into the actual shooting of the film.
Did you get to throw David Mamet? Did you get to practice on him?
I actually didn't, but, you know, like anybody who has, you know, any martial arts, I'm sure everybody would sympathize with, when you start doing martial arts, you have a period, and it's sort of about, for me, it was sort of, I think about 6 weeks in, when I suddenly believed that I was the greatest martial artist. You know exactly five things, and you suddenly think that's going to take you through, you know, absolutely any situation, you know, in on a set, outside a set, anywhere, under any circumstances. And it was on one such occasion that we were waiting for, a lighting change and so on. We were in the academy. We were in the gym, and I said to David, "You know, how about it? You know, let's get down. Let's work on. You know, you've been doing it for a few years. I've been doing it for a month and a bit. I feel like I got something going here." And David kicked off his shoes, took off his hat, and got onto the mat. And I, and as he was approaching me, I remember thinking that he was sort of suddenly encroaching my space a lot, and that he must have made a mistake and got too close because he was standing on my toe. And and I tried to move my foot and then realized I couldn't. And he'd actually put all his weight on my right foot. And then looked at me and smiled and said, "You see, you know, you've lost already, and because you just can't fight jiu-jitsu with one leg." So it was a way of me learning very quickly that you know, experience counts in jiu-jitsu as in anything else.
So Mehmet's a jiu-jitsu guy, huh?
He is. He's been training jiu-jitsu for 6 years.
Oh,
yeah, and is, I mean, very respected by the guys who are doing it. I mean, he's very good at it.
So was his teacher on the set?
Yeah, Renato Magno, who was there, and he was also training me. And you know, it was that gave David the introduction to the world of jiu-jitsu, and then, you know, and that sort of raised the, you know, creative juices, and the story sort of flows from there.
So, do you think that if you got into a fight, if somebody picked a fight with you, that you would now be better able to defend yourself?
Well, I mean, they'd have to attack me in the correct sequence of moves.
That's right.
And then I would definitely be able to defend myself. But if they varied too much, it would be more complicated for me. But, you know, it takes several years, I think, to be very, very good at these martial arts. And even as I was learning them, you know, Renato Magno, that I was studying with in Los Angeles, was saying that initially, you know, for young people, for, you know, people who are just for novices to it, you know, as well, the when you go out into the ring, if you're competing in a competition, if you remember 10% of your training in the first few bouts, you know, you've done very well. You know, that it takes a long time for these things to become just instinctual and to react with all of your training at your fingertips. So I think it would take me a lot of time, you know, to feel that I had that I was confident in any kind of situation or under any sort of attack.
Now, a couple of years ago, you were in a movie called Kinky Boots, in which you played a drag queen. You seem like one of the more unlikely people to be cast as a drag queen, very good in the role. I can imagine people looking at you and thinking like, nah, not possible, won't make a convincing drag queen.
You know, I don't know. I think people would, you know, there was a sense that, you know, how is this transition going to work? But, you know, the more time that I spent, the more I was aware of what I was going to try and do. And, you know, the more people I met, the more I was aware of, you know, what I was going to try and experiment with and which ways I was going to try and take this. When I got into a place where I could really speak to the wardrobe and makeup and the choreographer and Julian, the director, with, you know, some knowledge and some understanding of the scene. And so I was kind of excited.
I want to play a clip from Kinky Boots. And this is you doing your drag act and you're singing Whatever Lola Wants. Did you make any changes in your voice for the performances as a drag queen?
I think some. I can't remember, really. I think I try to find a different kind of register, or a different place, a different attitude, certainly, in my voice, which was interesting.
Well, here you are in Kinky Boots.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those who are yet to make up your mind, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. A little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regret. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always give your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
That's Chiwetel Ejiofor as a drag queen in Kinky Boots. What are you wearing in that scene? Do you remember?
I think it was a green sequined dress with 4.5-inch shoes, which were also green. And I can't remember. I think I had a blonde wig.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Chiwetel Ejiofor stars in David Mamet's new film Red Belt. It opens tomorrow in select cities and widely on May 9th.